AGPAS has recently released basically a discussion document, some key points arising from the recent ANC National General Council discussion document that came out there. An entire chapter in that document dedicated to land reform, dedicated to rural development there as well, and some very pertinent issues that you have raised. Perhaps we can ask you just to highlight for our listeners out there, what are some of the key points that you have highlighted out of that ANC-NGC?
Yes, I think it's actually in line too with the NEDLAC summit that we had and comments that were made by the Deputy President. What government is moving towards is a more interventionist approach in the economy and also specifically in the agri-food system. And you see that in various sectors of the agricultural industry and various aspects of the industry, whether it's water, whether it's land, whether it's tariffs, trades, etc., and also investments. And so there's a concern from the industry that if government becomes both a referee and role player, that it forces private sector out and private sector then invest elsewhere, either in the country, in other sectors, or in other countries, etc. So there is a concern, and government have indicated that they want to follow a more protectionist and a more interventionist approach in the agri-food industry. We are concerned that that's not necessarily going to bring down food prices, and in fact might actually escalate food prices, because that's what normally happens when you have more government intervention. It just increases the cost of doing business. It's more regulation and more people to pay, etc. So we believe that government must be very careful in terms of certain of the interventions that they propose. There are certain interventions which look okay, and that if we work well with government, that can benefit the industry. But in principle, there are certain interventions that we are concerned about. And those are especially raising tariffs way beyond what they are at the moment. That makes you unfit. It brings you into a comfort zone. And then it has a very specific cost to society. It raises food prices directly and immediately. And we don't think that that's the right approach to follow, because you run real risks of food riots if food prices were to escalate dramatically. And there are also other interventionist measures like input subsidies, etc., that are questionable. We believe that the markets must be transparent, must have integrity, and must be allowed to work. And that is to the benefit of farmers, the agribusinesses, and the consumer in the end. And that creates sustainability in your market.
You mentioned as well that government does seem to be, based on the policies and its NGC document, wanting to move towards a more protectionist, interventionist type stance when it comes to the agriculture sector. I'd like to play devil's advocate here for a second and ask you the question, you know, could this not be better if government were to actually protect its farmers better in terms of support, in terms of subsidies, in terms of incentives, as an example? Or is it seemingly impossible to actually have government controlling agriculture more in that way, with farmers coming out tops at the end of the day?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. Look, we must first understand that government has a very specific and a very strong role to play in the agri-food value chain in terms of providing what we call an enabling policy framework in which investors can risk their capital in their ventures and in their endeavors in order to produce a fair return on that capital, given the risk that you have, to ensure a livelihood, etc. So government must provide the playing field, and they must also be the regulator on that playing field. In other words, they're the referee. The problem is when they become the role player as well. So they're referee and role player, then obviously nobody wants to play against them, because you get a very biased situation. So governments are important, and also in a developing economy as we have in South Africa, there is certainly also a case to be made out for government to play a developing role. In other words, it could be soft loans or softer loans in terms of developing farmers, etc., which allow Bank, for example, already do and can do, which is one of the better mechanisms of intervention. But you can also go overboard in those type of interventions, which can have negative impact, negative consequences for the agri-food industry. And I think this is where there is some concern at the moment. So this is why we've got to go and sit down with government, and they've invited us. We're speaking to both Mr. Montash and Mr. Enoch Godongwana, who heads up the Economic Transformation Committee of the ANC, within the next week or two, to exactly, and they invited us to exactly discuss these issues, to see what's possible, what's not possible. So we welcome, really do, the engagement by government on these issues to try and work out something that's for the improvement of the whole agri-food industry. So there's also a positive approach from government as far as this is concerned.
And then, John, just to end off on for our last question for today, I was at the GWK Icons event in Kimberley end of last month, and during that event, you were awarded an award by Landbouw Weekblad, that is the Landbouw Weekblad Industry role player of the year. Obviously, giving some recognition to all the work you're doing across such a large, large area of the agriculture sector as well. How does it make you feel to receive this kind of recognition? And what kind of work does your week-to-week work entail in terms of looking out for the interests of agriculture?
Yes, Sabrina, it's obviously, one appreciates tremendously the recognition that one does get with an award like that. And certainly we try absolutely and work in the interest of agriculture and agribusiness, specifically agribusiness too, but they're so interlinked that they one and all basically, is to try and see that we have a strong agro-food system in South Africa that is competitive on the global market. That's why we work very closely with international organizations. We sit on the board of International Food and Agribusiness Management Association, to see what's best practice, to see that we implement that best practice in South Africa, to ensure that we're globally competitive, because that will ensure food security, that will ensure low food prices, or of the lowest food prices, also considering the quality that you get. I think that we owe it to South Africa to have an agri-food system. Obviously, we're challenged also with transformation, and we have to bring in more people of color into our value chains. We have to be more inclusive, because that also brings sustainability to our society, and I think this is what we're trying to achieve, especially within the agribusiness environment. So, yeah, it's great to get the recognition, and it also motivates one to keep on doing what you're doing. So, yeah, it is a challenge. It's not a perfect environment that we work in, but it's one that also has its rewards.
There we go, Dr. John Purchase, CEO of AgBiz. Thank you so much for your time today, John. Really lovely speaking to you, lovely getting some insights into some very, very important issues in the sector.
Thank you, Sabrina.